Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
Edmund Moy knows about money, and he also knows about power and influence. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Moy was the director of the U.S. Mint until 2011, and before that served in the White House under President Bush. He made a return visit to Faith Radio to talk about money, debt, government policy, and exercising influence as a Christian in government. And he gave us great insight into the way that current events are impacting our economic lives and what we can do to put ourselves in the best financial position in light of those events.
Yep. You're seeing that fear of how quickly things could go south. You're seeing that right now with the situation in Ukraine. They've annexed Crimea. They're working toward eastern Ukraine. The military escalation has resulted in 30 or 40 deaths this past weekend. You know, so that's a worsening situation. And the United States and Europe have pretty much have very limited targeted sanctions that have some effect, but overall a fairly nominal effect. And here's the reason why. If they went and actually punished Russia for what they were doing and put economic sanctions on sectors that would hurt Russia, it would also hurt the European Union and the United States equally. And the leaders of both the EU and the United States are afraid of toppling their fragile recoveries. And so they're trying to walk this fine line of how do we punish Russia without hurting ourselves? And it's because the second that Russia dumps its reserves, its U.S. dollar reserves up on the market, we're going to have a huge problem with inflation here. And so, we're playing with fire. The other thing I would bring up is there was a recent book by Michael Lewis that came out called Flash Boys, and it talks about automated trading on Wall Street and how huge and generally uncontrolled by humans and controlled by algorithms. That, you know, the so-called fat finger trade, you know, so, someone with a fat finger hits two keys instead of one and then causes this huge market crash. We've had those experiences already here in the United States. So technology has made things faster, and interdependence of the world economy has made things more complicated.